This spring, we're taking a look at how the state budget crisis is reverberating in cities and towns around the state. We've been to Hull, where budget cuts force students and parents to pay for extracurricular activities, such as theater, themselves. Today we visit the once-thriving city of Gardner, where WBUR's David Boeri details the many cuts that have curtailed city services.
Pulling a train 7,500 feet long, a locomotive from the Norfolk Southern climbs a steep grade as it crosses the hills of north central Massachusetts. It's hauling freight through the small city of Gardner, and then over the hump, then down toward Boston. There's no stopping here, where once there was every reason to stop. Back when Gardner's factories turned out 4 million chairs a year, and Gardner was the chair-making capital of the world. Even at mid-century, when furniture makers started turning to North Carolina, Gardner mills were still rolling strong, recalls city employee John Halleck.
Yeah, it used to be a booming city at one time. You could have a job and leave one job, and 5 minutes later you'd be walking into another one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of employment here.
Powered by industry, the city of 20,000 built its own municipal golf course, an indoor swimming pool, a hospital, a community college, grand parks, and stately buildings like the red brick Georgian City Hall on the Common. Now the last big factory has pulled out. The trains go by Gardner, and the recession-triggered budget crisis has grown like weeds on the sidetracks. Take a walk with Mayor Mark Hawk through City Hall in the Chair City, and you'll find that most of the chairs are empty.
Engineer's office. We used to have an engineer, assistant engineer, a surveyor, AutoCAD person, and then the clerk. Cut the staff in half in here. We used to have a local building inspector as well as the building commissioner, but we had to let them go.
Hawk introduces me to department heads with no hands. Not even a part-time clerk, and others with only one. The halls are quiet. A bunch of Scott Brown for Senate signs tucked into the mayor's office reveals his lean thinking, small is beautiful philosophy of government. But mayor efficiency notes you can only streamline and consolidate local government so much before it turns ridiculous.
Municipal grounds, parks, playgrounds, cemeteries, forestry, flood control, insect and pest control, golf course, and Greenwood pool. One clerk.
And don't count on finding the department head in his office. Michael Gagneau is too busy mowing grass, digging holes at the cemetery, or cutting trees, where I caught up with him.
We have a list on my desk right now. It's probably about 6 years old where people have called and we have not gotten to them.
For tree work.
For tree work.
Yeah. 6 years.
Yes.
If you live in Gardner and there's a death in your family, Mike Gagneau and the grounds crew will make sure the hole gets dug at the cemetery. But forget about calling to get your cat out of the tree.
I hate when they yell at you and swear at you and slam the phone. I understand their frustration, but we're only four guys and we can only do so much.
And when the new budget comes in, there'll be only three. What becomes apparent in Gardner is how the core functions of municipal government are shrinking to the four corners of police, fire, schools, and streets, which are themselves stressed. And the second-term mayor, who's seen city government as a candidate for weight loss and athletic conditioning, is still trying to cut another $600,000 from the $54 million budget.
There's really nobody left in City Hall to cut. You can only right-size government so much, which I'm a big fan of, until it becomes the right size. And then you're just, like I said, amputating.
Before I left, and it was time to go because City Hall is only open half a day on Fridays now, Mayor Hawk wanted to show me the City Hall auditorium.
Watch yourself.
The locked door opened into a grand, high-ceilinged ballroom with a balcony befitting a place called the Chair City. But the floors are warped, a once leaky roof has flaked the paint off the ceiling, and there's no heat now that the leaking underground oil tanks for the furnace were removed.
We can't afford to fix it. We can't afford to tear it down. But this is just a microcosm of what's happening across the state into local government as a whole. We can't afford to fix the buildings that we operate in. We can't afford to have staff in them.
And soon, when the city finds out how much, or more to the point, how little it's going to get in state aid, it may be emptying still more chairs. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.